When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and of course, Sirius XM Channel 80 as well. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Damian Woody going to join us. Chris Mortensen is going to join us in about 10 minutes here to give us the latest as we get ready for week one of the NFL season. And we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. And Bart Scott, this morning, you on GetUp. I mean, you've had some special segments. And you've had a hell of a week, by the way. First Take on Wednesday.
Yeah, man.
This morning on Get Up.
Put me in, coach.
Where you're, you know, that's become your regular thing now on that show. But the funniest thing of all was when Woody came onto the set, D Wood comes onto the set after Greeny brings him in, and you're going like flamethrower hot takes. And David Woody stands next to you and you go, "Don't get too close. You might burn yourself."
Yeah, don't get too close, man. You know what I'm saying? That bacon started to sizzle.
Yeah, but you were definitely bringing it today. And we gotta break down a couple of things that you talked about. But still, with all that said, and we'll have fun with D Wood when he comes on with us in the next hour. Mort, again, going to join us in a few minutes here because we got Mort, a lot man. To get to with him about tonight. Just tonight's game alone, yes. On top of some other stuff ready for week one. But man, we are here. The NFL season is about to begin tonight. We've been anticipating, waiting for it, build it up. The offseason has felt exhaustingly long. Like it's its own season. Yes. from the draft.
271 days, is it?
About March when the new league year began.
Yes.
And Aaron Rodgers was letting everybody know, "I'm not going back to Green Bay." From that, yeah, there he is. All the questions that were already answered, but yet, as the ball kicks off tonight, there's been a lot of questions that we're still waiting to see answered by the end of this season.
It's amazing, right? When you think about the anticipation, you think about the expectations for teams, who won the offseason, who won free agency, who won this and that. But it all comes down to, like, now we're going to see it, right? We've been projecting. We've been projecting what we think these moves are, right? And it's still some moves to be made, right? And we just never know. Like, that's what you love about the NFL, the fact that it's the ultimate reality show. And then today we start off with the champs versus the chumps, right? So you got the contenders versus the pretenders.
Wait a minute. You said the champs? You're going to start this way? The champs versus the chumps?
Well, what I'm saying is we have a proven commodity over here, right?
Yeah.
We know it. It's a brand name, like General Mills. I put my name behind it. Blue Magic.
The brand name of the Cowboys.
Well, what I'm saying is Blue Magic. I'm talking about the product. Who's been more consistent?
Blue Magic.
What's the Blue Magic in this scenario? The Blue Magic is Tom Brady, terrific Tom, running it back, bringing everybody back, going for back-to-back championships, and arguably maybe going for an undefeated season. I don't agree with the undefeated season, but I agree that this team's going to be better than they were last year. We'll see how that stacks up with the rest of the league. Then on this side, right, we have the guys that always
win. In this corner,
Glass Joe, right? We got Mike Tyson versus Glass Joe.
What?
I'm sorry, Piston Honda. Okay, I give him Piston Honda.
Piston Hurricane.
Piston Honda.
Piston Hurricane.
Oh, Piston Hurricane?
Wasn't it Piston Hurricane?
No, Piston Honda.
Piston Honda?
Piston Honda.
Who's right? Who's wrong? Let us know.
So you got over here, right? Like They'll probably win an Emmy. Hard Knocks, okay. Best Supporting Actor in a Drama. Jerry Jones, right? Okay, here we go, right?
It was Dak Piston Prescott. Hurricane.
Okay, Piston Hurricane.
What was Piston Honda?
I thought it was Piston Honda.
Wait, Piston Honda. That's in Mike Tyson's punch?
Yes.
Wait. There's a Piston Hurricane and a Piston Honda now? You know what? It was Punch Out.
See, you had.
I'm older than you.
Yeah,
so I had the original.
You had the bootleg. You had the bootleg version.
It wasn't bootleg. It was the original.
You got yours.
Wait a minute.
You got yours on Canal Street.
Who the hell was Piston Honda?
You bought yours on Canal Street.
Hang on a second. There's a Piston Honda? Now yes. I got to watch the video.
You got the Steve Madden version of like Mike Tyson.
I got it before
Punch
Mike Tyson put his name on it. That's all.
Exactly. So, copyright infringements is not as possible. But then you got the Cowboys, right? Every year we believe in the Cowboys. But when you look at it, much like you told me.
No. Piston Honda, that's amazing. Piston Honda was he was from Japan.
Yeah.
Piston Hurricane was the black guy.
Were they both on the team? Were they both on the game?
How could there be two Pistons, though?
We can both be right. It's a reality. It's an alternate universe.
That just blew my mind. It also shows you I didn't get that far.
Right. Exactly.
I never got that. You
didn't get past Bald Bull. That's why.
I knew how to beat Bald Bull.
But I tell you what. When you think about it, right, the Dallas Cowboys have been all hype. You know, for all we say, like, you compare the Yankees to the Dallas Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
This is a team that, on paper, always looked like they should have a shot. But for some reason, they always fall short. So when I say the champs versus the chumps, I'm saying that, I don't believe in the Cowboys and the fact that Zach Martin is going to be available tonight. I just hope that it's a shootout. I hope that it's an entertaining game because you want to have all the festivities. The Kings,
yep.
The champs are being crowned. Tom Brady's coming out, entering what, his 22nd season, right? Like you think
you
about
believe he's going
like,
to make his 300th start tonight.
It's crazy.
300th start.
It is crazy, right?
And he missed most of one season.
Yeah.
And he didn't play his first year. Yeah, he didn't even play.
Model of consistency, right? I mean, him and London Fletcher are the two anomalies. Like, I can't believe. I guess in Adam Vinatieri. Because I think London Fletcher went 15 years without ever missing a game.
Yeah.
Like, some 250 something.
Well,
games.
How about DeBrickishaw Ferguson?
Yeah, that's true. But
As an offensive lineman?
I used to be on that list. I missed one game in 11 years.
That's right, but it wasn't you missed one game. No, Brickshaw Ferguson missed all but one play.
Yeah, I missed one
that's
game.
That's the amazing. That's right. I had you two confused. All right, Brick was a guy that missed one play,
well, the name
and it
is
was
fitting,
because
right? The name is fitting.
Yeah, I guess it's a fair point. And it's amazing to think that
it was a play or something that was a legal play or something, some type of special play where he had to step off the field.
Right.
And then he came back in.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, it's amazing what Tom Brady has done, right? The motto of consistency, like it's funny, right? Yesterday when I'm watching TV, and we're celebrating Albert Pujols. And I'm watching Albert Pujols run around the bases. I'm like, Albert Pujols is fat, man. We talked about this yesterday. And you look at Tom, so like, who would have thought that Tom Brady at 44 would have a better body than Albert Pujols at 41?
I mean, how about the fact that at 44, can you name how many quarterbacks, you were on Get Up, so you're going to know this.
Yeah.
How many quarterbacks have not just started, won an NFL game at the age of 44?
I think it's one.
One.
Right?
You know who it is?
Yeah, the Outback King. Well, he owns 1,000 Outbacks. Okay, if anybody out there
knows. Mr. Long Island.
Yeah. Vinny Testaverde. He owns like 74 Outbacks.
All right.
Never got one free Bloomin' Onion. Some bull crap.
Really?
Yeah, like can a brother get a promo code? Like, I hit up, I mean.
Hey, Vinny, can I get a promo code over here?
Promo code half off on a Bloomin' Onion. I mean, what's up with that, Vinny? It's so disrespectful, man. We both Jets.
How about Vinny? Can we get some promotion? I mean, how about we get a little show promotion?
I forgot that.
You know what I mean? We can come do a show at one of your places if you want and throw us a little promo. We could do that. But anyways, besides all that, that's what brings me to this. And again, Mort's going to join us in just a couple of minutes here. But it brings me to the idea that he's 44. He's, I know that TB12 and I know like physically, again, avocado ice cream and all that stuff. Like I know he's changed his diet. He's done everything he's supposed to do. The sleeve has come off. We make a big deal about that off the knee that he had reconstructed all those years ago. That he dealt with last year, admitted that last year was hurting him. So no brace, no sleeve, no nothing, right? We're doing all this.
Yeah.
But we're going to say that he has a chance to go 17-0. There's people talking about that. You might not believe it,
right.
But I'm saying that's a conversation that none of us are like, no way. We're all just like, Tom Brady's one of those guys. Bart, Tom Brady's one of those guys that it's hard to say he can't do that.
Right.
There's very few athletes, currently especially, but ever, that when someone says he has a chance to do this, you'd go, nope. There's very few, and he's one of them. Like LeBron James, if I said to you, LeBron James is never going to win another NBA title, you're going to be... I told you this, LeBron James will win one more title, would you say, nope, not going to happen? Or would you say, I'm not going to put it past him?
I'm not going to doubt LeBrick.
Right?
Listen, as much as I hate him, I'm not going to doubt him.
It's one of Serena things, Williams is one major away from tying the record. If I told you now, she's been through all kinds of... Remember, she couldn't go in the U.S. Open. She's had injuries. It's been that elusive one more title. If I said to you, I guarantee you she's going to win at least one more. Are you going to deny that?
I wouldn't.
No, because it's Serena Williams. It's certain athletes you don't deny.
I saw Tiger Woods win one. I thought he would never win another major, and he won one.
And I'll tell you what, I still am not ready to say he's never going to win another one, even though I don't even know if he's going to play again.
Let me ask you this.
Even though he has said has told people that he wants to.
Let me ask you this. If Tom goes 17-0, wins a championship, would that be equivalent to what Michael Jordan did as far as the 72 or 73 and what, six record?
Say that one more time. So
the Michael Jordan going, what, 73 and six or something like that?
72 wins. Remember, the Warriors got 73.
Right, so 72 wins.
Yeah.
Is that, and won the title, is that like equivalent? Because it's impossible to go undefeated in basketball, but I would say that's damn close. That's the closest. That's pretty
close to a perfect season.
Right, so would that be equivalent if Tom Brady was able to do that? And we heard that he said to Edelman a couple of years ago, he's not chasing Montana, he's chasing MJ.
Yeah.
Like, would that, if he pulled that off, would that surpass?
Well, he's already passed Michael.
I'm not talking about in the number of championships because that's objective, right? Because if we want to talk, Will,
I get what you're saying.
Will has more.
You
than
mean
everybody.
Is he the goat of goats?
Yeah, the goat of goats. Because I got Muhammad.
Winthrop asked
that
same question
to
me this morning.
I got Muhammad Ali, right? Goat of boxing,
All right.
I got Hulk Hogan,
goat
of wrestling, right? Well, some people might say Bruno Sammartino, but I'm gonna go like he globalized.
How are you putting? Let's bring in Chris Mortensen with us now in this
love
conversation.
Love Morty,
because Mort, if anybody, historically,
Morty knows Bruno Sammartino. I'm sure he probably had a poster. I guarantee you.
But he also can
you
give
just
us maybe
Bruno Sammartino on us.
Yeah. You never know what you're gonna get with me.
Perspective.
Mort.
We'll go straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless right now. So Chris Mortensen joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. I know, Mort, we're just dragging you into some random conversation, but no, in historic perspective, for Tom Brady, who we consider, I don't know if you do officially, but consider one of, if not the greatest player in the history of the game, is if he can do what some people are thinking could happen this year with the Bucks and maybe run the table, win a Super Bowl at age of 44, does that, like, where would you put him? In sports all time,
sport
not just his own sport, but all time.
Like Gretzky?
Well, you know, I've always had it's always been tough for me to quantify the athlete. Remember when Sports Century did the 100 greatest athletes of all time, and Secretariat made it in there, you know?
Over Seabiscuit?
So, that was unique, and Michael Jordan was number one, and I'm a big Muhammad Ali fan. You know, he won me a lot of money when nobody on my block liked him because he talked too much. This is back in California, so I was fond of Ali. But listen, for him to achieve, and I think what happened last year, for him to achieve that with the Buccaneers, let alone at age 43, was one of the greatest achievements in the history of sports as we know it. To go undefeated, I mean, listen, what's that mean? Is that 19-0 or 20-0?
20.
20.
Yeah.
20 burger.
Okay.
Yeah, this year would be 20.
Yeah, if he did that, then I would say
he passed
Jeffrey.
Guess
that would mean he will have won 8 Super Bowls. Not to mention that he lost, you know, lost a
three.
Couple.
Yeah.
Three.
So would that make him the goat of all goats? Like, who's your goat of goats? Is Muhammad Ali number one, Jeffrey number two, and then maybe, like, I don't know, Gretzky, or maybe
there's a lot of places.
Maybe
you can
Tom
go.
Is
again,
number four,
and Serena's got to be in the conversation. You know, Tiger's got to be in the conversation.
A lot. The go to goats. Like, how would you rank your top five go to goats?
Well, Ali would be my number one. Yeah. You know, Michael Jordan obviously be right there, but Michael Jordan could barely, you know, was only an average baseball hitter. So what does that mean? In other words, I guess what I'm saying is, you know, you got to stick to their specific sport. I mean, is Tom Brady a greater football athlete than Jim Brown was?
Ooh. See, that's what I mean. That's when we get into the weeds.
Even Jim Brown, I mean, people don't understand. You say, well, he was in the 60s. Hey, have you ever stood next to Jim Brown, even at this age? So Tom Brown, I mean, what Tom's doing is amazing.
Yeah.
I think his leadership, and he's actually physically throwing the ball very well. But it is the ultimate team sport, but what he did last year with Tampa Bay was one of the great accomplishments I've witnessed. If he should actually go 20-0, then I would say, yeah, push him up there near the top. Just don't put him in the ring with Ali when Ali was in his prime.
Yeah, no, it's still a remarkable story that we're seeing if it will unfold, and it starts tonight with the Bucks and the Cowboys. With that in mind, Mort, is there any possibility? I know Adam Schefter this morning said that Zach Martin did not join the Cowboys on the flight to Tampa to play in the game, but that doesn't necessarily mean he will not be available, because we know Jerry Jones will, you know, try anything to get, how important he is, obviously, to their offensive line, to get Zach Martin available. So is there any way that you think that he could be cleared in time for kickoff?
No, I do not. I had spoken to Jerry on Monday, and I actually thought he certainly felt there was a chance. And we all know what it is that you got to be ace, you know, you have to have no symptoms. And then, because he is a vaccinated player, and then have those two negative tests. One would have been yesterday, and one would be today. And then Jerry has a private plane. Jerry has many private planes, yachts, whatever.
Does he have Nick
Saban's
doctors?
He would get those guys, Zach being one of them, on a plane to the game. I just got a text that said not happening.
Okay.
I'm not reporting that he is failed a test or whatever, but the text I got was not happening.
How deflated is that for a team that probably was holding out hope that Zach Martin's going to, you know, was going to be able to play? And how does that potentially change the game plan? Now that no Zach Martin, we were thinking that it was going to be a Ezekiel Elliott game. Does this shift the balance on the arm of Dak Prescott?
Well, I think that from the time Mike McCarthy stepped to the podium and said Zach Martin was out for this game, even though he walked it back slightly, I think they were planning to play without Zach Martin. And then he's, as you've heard Zeke Elliott and others, you know, they say he's the best and most important player on the offense. I mean, and I think he's such an exceptional guard and holds the line together, and cohesiveness is the key. And we're, you know, Lyle Collins, the right tackle's had stinger issues, but he's supposed to play. Tyron Smith's supposed to play at left tackle. So they've got, you know, some offensive line there. And one thing they have are tight ends. They do have good tight ends, and we know the three receivers. So, I think the key thing is that Dak try not to do too much. But we got to remember, I mean, as great as Tom Brady was, and there's no doubt that as a leader and everything else, the Bucs won the Super Bowl. Yes, they would not. I'll say this. They would not have won the Super Bowl without Tom Brady. But I don't know that Tom Brady would have won the Super Bowl without the Bucs and the improvements they made on their offensive line and what Todd Bowles did with the defense as Todd started to move the pieces around. That's a powerful defense, and it'll be I'm anxious to see if the Cowboys can have any success. And then the other thing is, I know Dan Quinn well, and I know the defense we expect to be better, but, you know, what's the personnel? It's okay. But there's nothing that Tom Brady hasn't seen, so they ain't going to trick him up.
Yeah.
So I have a hard time seeing the Cowboys pull this off or make it close. Or as somebody else would say, will they cover?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the point spread is. I like the Bucks.
Yeah.
What is it? 9.5?
8.5. Yeah, 8.5. So Vegas agrees with you and everybody else that you go heavy on the Bucks side of things. Barton Hahn, we are coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase, joined by Chris Mortensen on the Goodyear Hotline. The other Texas team I want to ask you about more, because it's hard to believe, but it is really a story that has kind of gone into the back burner, and that is with the Texans. They've named their starting quarterback. They named their backup quarterback. Neither one of them is Deshaun Watson. In fact, they made it clear that he will be inactive for Week 1. With that in mind, what do you know about why wouldn't he then just be on the commissioner's exempt list while they're going through this civil lawsuit process? There is an investigation. There is an NFL investigation as well into this. Like, why would he take up a roster spot? Why wouldn't they just put him on that list right now?
Well, because it would paint him with a brush that suggests that he is, I know already in the court of public opinion, people may say he's guilty, but I think bottom line is it doesn't fit the criteria that they have now for the commissioner's exempt list. Which was changed after that initial flurry with Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson. I think they said, okay, wait a minute now. They have civil complaints. The NFL is still investigating. They have some criminal complaints, but they have no criminal charges. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to take – it would take an indictment for that list to become invoked. In the meantime, by the way, I'm keeping my one eye open at night just in case we have a trade before the trade deadline in October. Because
wow.
Those things, what I just suggested to you, being that he has to be criminally charged or indicted, and we know that civil matters aren't being settled until after the year. So it's a mystery. Mm-hmm. But the commissioner exempt list right now, as the facts are what they are, is not the avenue for Deshaun Watson. So therefore, you're one of the 53. They choose to make him inactive. It'd be interesting if they actually, went to him and said, we want you to be our starter. If he then refused to play, that would probably be some type of player misconduct, right?
Right, yeah, and that's that. He made that clear, and then they made it clear they didn't plan on playing him. So this is just, like I said, a bizarre situation.
Yeah, and they haven't asked him. They haven't asked him lately. They say, hey, we want you to play this week. I guess if he refused, then there'd be a different issue.
Yeah, then it's a big story. It's amazing to think, though, a guy that's one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, one of the biggest young stars in the league, and it's become almost an afterthought because there's not a lot of expectations there. But that'd be interesting to see once we get close to the trade deadline if there is a team that says, you know what, we need help at this position or we're willing to, to make this move now, and they do it. So a story certainly keep an eye on. More, we got to run and leave it right there. Always great to catch up with you. Thanks so much.
All right, guys, take care. Have a good day, and let's enjoy tonight.
Yes, football is back. All right, that's Chris Mortensen giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See, he always brings it. Yeah, that's what I love about
Morton. I love Morton.
Always
my favorite.
Brings it, and he's got the information. You never ask him something where he's like, I don't know.
He even knew about Bruno Sammartino.
He did know about that. And how about the fact that he just sent out a little text, hey, Jerry, is there any chance Zach Martin plays? And he said, not a chance.
You only get that here.
Love that.
Because we have Morton.
That
here on Barton High
was great.
Die line. What we got?
As he said, NFL returns tonight. It begins tonight. The season begins tonight. And what we have not gotten yet is predictions from you about what you expect. Remember, Mr. T, you love Rocky.
I pity the fool.
No. Right? Do you have a prediction?
Yeah. Pain.
Coming up next, Barton High, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Bart and Han.
This is how my rope cracking close.
For those wondering, by the way, there's no issues with ESPN Plus today. You're just hearing us on Plus. You're not seeing us. And you're not getting to see Bart wearing another bacon neck undershirt underneath the dress shirt.
Hold on.
At least
V-neck. Yes. Quit hating.
I did notice today on Get Up that you did do it right this time. Open collar. Now, Lewis Riddick, by the way.
Yo, he goes two button. What's the other boy? What's about to do with the little juice and berries that hold sometimes? He hosts Get Up sometimes.
Yeah, you did it again to me.
Oh, man. You
know, grenade!
How many black guys are in the company, man?
You're going to put that on me now?
Yeah.
Let's go.
You got to do an S-curl.
Yeah, you're going to keep throwing
it. He's a former lawyer.
Keep throwing them at me. Keep throwing all the clues at me. I'm going to keep telling you. I don't know.
He hosts in the summertime. We call him the Sterner Master.
Anyways.
Damn it. Lewis was real like you know what's the thing like with too much sex on TV? Like
I
you
don't
know, it's like you can't show too much
nudity. Hey, phrasing.
He's gonna get the call from that group saying, hey, he's showing too much chest. Too early in the morning. Listen, I'm taking my kids to school. Nobody wants to see your sternum.
Uh-huh.
If he turns to the side, mess around, you see one of them areolas.
Oh my goodness. You didn't really just do that, did you? Did you, like, I can't even, my hand cannot find.
So we're just done with phrasing, right? Yeah, that's not a thing anymore?
No, it's clearly not a thing anymore on this show. Anyways, where was I supposed to go here? Download the DraftKings app, by the way, and use promo code. You want to say it for me?
Bart!
Yes. To get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week. With your first deposit, minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. You, like I said, you had the flamethrower this morning on GetUp, making different predictions. So let's get some of Bart. Is this Bart Stradamus?
Yeah,
should we go with Bart Stradamus?
We go.
The gong.
So says.
So it shall be. How about this, Bart? Who do you have winning the Super Bowl?
I got the Los Angeles Rams winning the Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford shows everybody what everybody within. Oh, yes. Matthew Stafford's going to rise from the ashes. The rise of the Phoenix from Detroit out to the Sunshine State, Los Angeles. He's going to show everybody he's the real MVP, Allen.
You are out of your mind.
Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture.
We talked about him potentially throwing for 6,000 yards this year with the extra year. We said that he was the threat for Peyton Manning's 5,500.
You are so on the Matt Stafford train.
Am I the only one?
I was and Sean McVay.
I was driving the caboose, and then everybody else
you
started jumping on.
You were in the back of the – do you drive the caboose?
I'm the engine, right? I'm the engineer.
But that's in the front. That's in the front. The caboose is.
Listen, man. Just like you had the bootleg Mike Tyson punch out. I had the bootleg Thomas the Train, man. My caboose was in the back, not in the front. I don't know what
you're talking about. By the way, Piston Hurricane, as we were told,
he won't let it go.
Was in the arcade. It shows you how old I am. I'm the guy to put the quarter on the arcade machine to play punch out before it was Mike Tyson's punch out. Then when you had the Nintendo version. Is Punch Out. That was Mike Tyson's Punch Out, and it was Piston Honda.
Yeah, I
played
that one.
Yes, so we were both right, as I said. All right, so we continue. Let's make more predictions. Bart Scott, so you have the Rams winning. So who are they beating?
They're beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs are going to come back. And Patrick Mahomes, sounding like Kermit the Frog here, is going to send
his
team back.
We're going to lose again.
Because they have a chip on their shoulder. you got a chip on the shoulder, right? So they're going to be out, and they're not going to take things lightly. Right. I think they took everything for granted. They thought they were the Golden State Warriors, and they took that L.
All right. So with that in mind, who is winning the MVP of the league this year then? Is it A-Aaron?
A-Aaron, nah.
No?
It's going to be Matthew Stafford.
Oh,
everybody loves somebody new.
You
Matthew Stafford, listen, Matthew Stafford has all the numbers. He's had all the numbers to be the MVP. He just didn't have the win totals, right? We talk about a guy that's thrown for 5,000 yards a couple of times. Talk about a guy that has 34 fourth quarter comebacks because his team was horrible. Now he's going to have the number one defense. Yep. He's going to have one of the brightest minds in the NFL. Uh-huh. And he's going to have weapons. And guess what he's going to get? He's going to get the ball back. Early and often. Three and outs is going to be a routine thing with the number one defense, right? So what does that give Matthew Stafford? More opportunities. Only 8 times in his 12-year career.
He's going to need to throw a ball a lot.
Yes. No.
What was his running
game? They have decent running backs still left. Like, I understand the dude with the thumb. They went and made the trade for Sony Michel. Mm-hmm. Sony Michel has averaged over 4 yards per carry.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, listen, Whitworth is 38 years old. We talk about Tom Brady and how great he is at an advanced age. Whitworth is still that dude.
So you have the Rams beating the
Kansas
Chiefs.
City.
That's
remember that
mean.
Last game they
I just
had?
Want a fair
it
chance,
was like
man.
44 to 45. Like how exciting that game was. Just airing it out. Just think, that was with Jared Goff. Could you imagine with somebody that Patrick Mahomes is looking at and that's his equal? Listen, people start putting Matthew Stafford in the same breath as A-Aaron. Put him in the same breath as Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
With this team, he's going to be a top five quarterback.
All right, Matthew Stafford, MVP, according to Bart Scott. With that in mind, let's go with your rookies for offense and defense.
Oh, well, I mean, I'll just stay on the same team. I'll stay on
same
the same team.
Same team.
Patrick Surtain, That defense is elite. And then, listen, they have the pass rushers in Chubb and Von Miller. They have the best safety. So now this guy's going to get the chump. And they're going to test him because they're going to go opposite Kyle Fuller. And they're going to say, go after the chump, man. Give him the chump. He's going to say, guess what? He's going to do exactly what he did in the preseason. House call. Listen, this ain't some dude that's new to this. You talk about all the great players that have underachieved, that come in the league, all the quarterbacks that come from Alabama that has underachieved. Right. Guess what? Not the defensive guys. Not other than D. Milliner. Everybody else has been okay.
Okay.
And Patrick Surtain.
So on the same team, that means offensive rookie of the year?
Javonte Williams. Get to know the name. Everybody's Najee Harris. Man, yeah. Kick rocks. This dude is bigger. This dude is stronger, and he would have had a better stats if he didn't share time with Michael Carter of the New York Jets. They both went for 1,000.
Carolina missed him this week
225 pounds, and dudes just bounce off of him. And guess what? You're going to have a light box, bro, because they got fat on the outside. They got Jerry Jeudy with 5 thumbs, but now he cut 2 of them off, so now he can actually catch the football. You got Sutton coming back. You got K.J. Hamler over there, man. Come on, man. People are sleeping. On the Denver Broncos.
You say so. All right, with that in mind, something else that you said that was sort of a prediction that, I mean, we'll have Damian Woody on in about 20 minutes to take you on this one. But you both differed on something in a prediction you made that was a very bold prediction.
Yeah.
I mean, this was one that resonated.
Yeah.
And you said on Get Up this morning
mm-hmm.
that the Cleveland Browns
yep.
would not make the playoffs.
Yep.
Would not make the playoffs. Are they taking away a wild card that I didn't know about this year? Are they just going with division winners? Is something like, what am I not understanding? Are they starting with 6 losses?
See, I know you're a Rush Hour fan, so I'm going to say this slowly.
Go ahead.
Are you understanding the words that's coming out of my mouth? I didn't stutter.
Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture. I
kept it Rizzo. Listen, last year, the Cleveland Browns were outscored by 11 points. That is the most fabricated, bloated 11-5 in history. Did they beat the Steelers? Nope. Did they beat the Ravens? Nope. Who's still in the division? Yup. The Ravens and the Steelers, right? And what's going to happen is they're going to feed off of each other, man. Like, come on. Are you everybody that wants to crown Baker Mayfield and look how great he is? He's still not Ben Roethlisberger. Right, he wishes he can be half of what Ben Roethlisberger is when it's all said and done. Ben Roethlisberger is a Hall of Famer, and Lamar Jackson is a better athlete and a better quarterback. And listen, everybody wants to talk about Stefanski's second year in the system. Guess what it is also? It's a second year in which defenses are going to get an opportunity to break down what Baker does well and doesn't do well. So now they won't surprise
him. They run the ball with a two-headed monster.
That's what they do
They're
well.
Getting Odell Beckham Jr. Yep. back. They're adding
a piece. You said that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Oh, it is?
Another guy that can catch the football? A guy you have to cover?
How's Baker perform with Beckham?
How do you know that he just didn't become a better quarterback over time in the system, and now with Odell, now understands how he has to play, which is less is more?
Yeah, they took the ball out of his hands. That's what he did. They stopped.
But you still got to – you don't have to guard him now? You don't have to cover Odell? You don't have to know where 13 is? Always should know where he is. And I'm shocked at you. A defensive guy looking at that defense.
What defense?
And
they had a lot of those same players last year. Where did their defense rank? They had Olivier Vernon. They had all those guys that they have this year. They added the Wuzie, whatever his name is, from Notre Dame. Like, is he a linebacker? Is he a safety? Oh, I forget. They had somebody just like him. His name was Jabril Preppers. He don't know what he is. Identity crisis. He's like the dude playing the dude disguised as the other dude. I don't know who I am, to quote Tropical Thunder. He don't know who he is. They don't know who he is.
Well,
what is he?
All right. Well, you.
Is he? So, what's he at?
I just wanted the world to hear you say it.
He's a crossover vehicle?
I wanted the world to hear you say it.
Your car, your SUV.
Because you said it today, and I didn't want you to back off. So you are sticking with this.
The Browns, Garrett, and the AFC are not making the playoffs.
They have 3 wild cards, and they're not going to be one of them if they don't win the division. That's what you're saying, which means you think the Steelers are making the playoffs, right?
Yes, 12-4. Who won the division last year? 12-4 is 12-4.
All right, well, there you have it. Again,
you want to know my
Damian Woody didn't believe it, and he's going to join us in a little while to try to take on Bart about this, because Damian Woody thinks some other team in that division is not making the playoffs, and you'd be surprised.
Oh, and that's you talk about disrespect.
We shall see where it goes. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio Way, presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier to help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. So let's see. It was only about 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Only about 2 weeks ago that the Yankees, you thought they were going to be the next World Series threat, that they were finally getting it together. Now, a team in their own division, a team that was an afterthought in the division, may be the one that cost them just an appearance in the playoffs. We have to discuss what is happening in the Bronx right now. But first, Bart's going to tell us about Vivid Seats.
Vivid Seats? What is Vivid Seats? I love Vivid Seats. Football season's back. Baseball playoffs are right around the corner. And the best of all, the safe return of live events means you can actually be there to see all the action with Vivid Seats. From seats on the 50-yard line to the bird's eye view to parking passes, being there's all that matters. And get this, with Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat, and it's simply that easy. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Bart and Han.
On ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Yes, making moves. The Yankees are moving in the wrong direction, but you know who's really making moves, though, Bart Scott?
Who?
The Toronto Blue Jays. You talk about
Did Vlad
a team.
Hit another one? Vlad hit another one. You telling me that Vlad hit another one?
Correct.
DJ Cali.
Yo, I'm telling you. But the Blue Jays are suddenly becoming that team. I've always kind of liked this group. It's a young roster. And last year at the end of the season, they started showing you something. And I thought, you know what, that's a team to watch this year. And they really They've taken a little while to get there, but right now they've found their stride. Have they won, what, 8 in a row, 9 in a row? I mean, they're on a roll, and they are making a mockery of the Yankees right now. They beat them again last night.
They late, too. They came back late and won that game.
It was 3-3. Gardner hits a home run to tie it, and you think, all right, maybe the Yankees have a little bit of life in them. Yeah. But no, right away, it's just – that team, that Blue Jays team, they're playing relentless right now. Their offense is clicking, and they are right now a game and a half back of the Yankees.
They closed
for the wild card spot.
You telling me they closed in three games just in this series?
Yeah. Yes. The Yankees they've lost 8 of 10?
They lost 7
of
11.
No, I'm sorry. They've lost 9 of 11. Okay? 9 of 11 after the 13-game winning streak.
Erases all that.
And right, the Yankees at one point were 20 over 500 and in complete control of the wild card, it looked like it, and just kind of in shouting distance of the division. Now, instead, they've fallen a half game back of the Red Sox for the home field advantage just for the wild card game. And now, breathing down their necks is this young, hungry Toronto team that is really clicking right now. A game and a half now, the Yankees are dealing with that. It's basically just right there. So they're 78-61. Blue Jays are 76-62. And it's, listen, Elias has said this, by the way. The only team to go 2-9 or worse in 11 games immediately following a 13-game or longer winning streak was the 91 Texas Rangers.
Wow. So you're telling me this Subway Series is a must-win for the Yankees? They must win.
It's a must-win for both.
Yeah, but I'm just saying from the Yankees' point of view.
Again, both. This weekend is the most compelling, obviously, with 9-11 on Saturday. But
did you get the games? Did you find us tickets?
I thought you were doing that.
Oh, man.
We got to discuss with Damian Woody the hot takes that you both were throwing around Get Up. We'll do that next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Han, the podcast.